All right, so I'm here today with Amity, and she has just finished her 12-week program, hormone program, and I'm so excited for her because she's had some great results. And she's also going to continue on with the Hormone Excel program again, just to further her results and continue on the journey. So I'm just going to have her do a little introduction about who she is and stuff like that, and we will get started. So go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. Hi guys, my name is Amity, and I actually first met Angie back in 2014 and was going to boot camp pretty regularly and fell off the wagon a little bit and lost all of the progress I had made, and ended up coming, hearing about the first, it was the 21-day reboot from last December that I heard about, and participated in that. And then decided to roll into the full 3-month program. And I've had such a great time and experience and learned so much that I don't want to stop. So I'm continuing with the support from Excel.
Which is great. That's exciting. Like I said, you've had some great results, but I want to backtrack just a little bit. And like, so what were you experiencing? What made you think, okay, this is the time in my life, or this is when I'm ready to start, I need to do something for myself? Like, what was going on in your life? How were you feeling? What were you going through?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think like many of us, I was impacted by the pandemic. I was at the same time that the quarantine started, I started experiencing a lot of physical changes myself as I was kind of experiencing, or what I came to understand I was experiencing, was perimenopause. And I was working from home for the first time full time. My activity level went down, way down. My energy went way down. My menstrual cycle vanished, virtually vanished. And I just felt icky. And by the end of 2021, I was burnt. I was unhappy. And I feel like I had the courage to say, okay, that's enough. I have been reading about eliminating some of these things from my diet to see how it impacts me for years and years. What can I do? Let's try this and see how it really goes, because I've been psyching myself out forever saying it's impossible. Let's see if it's really impossible. And so that I tried that and felt really good. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then in January, I turned 48. And, you know, I think like many of us, you get like a little bit of a smack in the head. You're like, oh, holy moly, I'm almost 50, or like, holy moly, there, I'm coming on a milestone, or this is the milestone. And I felt so good after the first 21 days that I had done. I knew that I could roll in and commit even more to the program that I had. And so that's what kind of led me here.
Awesome. Great. So as you went, and you've done amazing, like I've watched you change so much, like just the way around your mindset of everything, because I feel like that, and I keep saying this to people over and over, and I don't know how many people actually get it until you're doing it and you're in it, but your mind has so much to do with what you're able to do, because if you believe you can do it and you're ready to do it, you're going to make the changes no matter what they are. If they're, you know, even if they may seem hard or difficult at the time, your mind is ready to make the changes. Would you agree with that? Yeah,
absolutely. The mindset thing has been major for me. I always felt like I was in my own way many times about when it came to things like giving up gluten or things like giving up dairy. Can never get rid of cheese. I cannot have cheese. I'm like, forget milk. I don't care about that, but I'm not giving up cheese. I like my little mozzarella string cheese with a piece of prosciutto wrapped around it. And I want to have that, and I'm not giving it up. And, you know, I love my sourdough bread. And then after realizing that there are so many options out there that are good and don't make me feel bad, I just don't see why not.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And like I said at the beginning, I think it all has to do with how you just change it. Like you went from going, you know what, I can't give this up, to, wow, there are other options. There are great, I can do this. It's yeah. that difficult. Just the yeah. the way you think about it.
Exactly. And I always joke about, you know, like, but I get to have avocado, right. a lot of it, and I love it. And so I'm, you know, I'll take that over cheese now.
I love that. I love that. I mean, that you can get excited about having avocado versus cheese. That's
yeah.
So how do you feel, like, what changes have you experienced through the 12 weeks? Like, whatever it is, you know, how has your life changed other than just the mindset piece, but what other things have you noticed have shift since going through the 12 week program?
Well, I think the major change has been my energy level. The way my business works is I work from home. I run a transaction management business for real estate, and my team is mainly on the East Coast. So I work basically from 6 o'clock in the morning many times until, you know, I could work until 6 or 8 o'clock at night easily because I'm running my own business. But the big change that I experienced once I started the program is I really said, you know, okay, I've been talking all this time about putting leverage in place within my business so that I can do more things to take care of myself. Let's ramp that leverage up, which I did by creating some systems for my business, which allowed me to step away and say, hey, you know what? It's 7 o'clock almost every day. I'm going to go for a walk. I started incorporating, you know, getting walks in, going to the gym, going back to boot camp, all of those things I made time for within my day because I finally understood what I could do with the leverage that I had created from my business. So that has been, having the energy to do that has been huge. Brain fog, having that lift has been major because I think that I had started thinking and dreaming about all of these ideas I had for my business, you know, in the third quarter of last year, or even earlier than that. But I would have time and I would sit there in front of my computer with time to do it. And I would just like stare at it. I would stare at my computer. I wasn't even scrolling on Facebook. I was just like not doing anything because I didn't have any clarity. So between, you know, business coaching and then coaching from you through the program, I've built a lot of, released a lot of that brain fog, and that's made massive difference for me.
That's awesome. And that's going back to you choosing you, like you deciding this is, I need to do this for me. And I think sometimes people think it, like you kind of said, it seems overwhelming because you don't have the mental capacity. You don't have the energy. It's draining. But when you start to clear your body of all the things that are causing that brain fog and all that inflammation and stuff, you're able to focus better. And now, like, do you feel like you're more productive and you're able to move forward in your business and your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm really, you and I have talked about this book before called Atomic Habits, and I've been reading that and listening to it, from Audible, and it's great. It's a great book, and it goes into a lot about how do you break the habits, how do you create new habits, and become the kind of person who you're the kind of person who goes to the gym three to five times a week. You become the type of person that, you know, that is focused on eating healthy. You're the type of person that makes positive choices for their lives, not, you know, going down the negative ones. And so, so changing that habit has been really good for me.
That's good. I love yeah. it. Like you said,
And I get mad when I don't go to the gym. Like I was really upset yesterday. I was really upset yesterday because I had an appointment. It was like all day long. And my intent was to go in the morning before I had my appointment and I couldn't make it. I just couldn't get out of the door, and I got to my appointment, and then by the end of the day, I was shot and I was just so mad. And so this morning I'm like, forget it. I'm up, I'm going. And I went.
I love that. And if you think back, like I know, cause I remember this when you first started the 12 weeks too, you were like, I can't, I'm like, that's not even my focus. I'm not worried about moving. I just got to focus on one thing at a time, which is great because you were able to focus on the thing that had probably the most impact and then cause less stress. And then eventually you're able to add on more pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I completely experience overwhelm, and I tend to be the type of person who, if I'm starting to feel overwhelmed, I'll just stop and I won't do anything and I'll change my mind or something, and just to avoid it. And that was a big part of my strategy with the 12-week program, is to give myself a lot of grace and to say, okay, yes, you know that all of these pieces of the whole are going to be important, but you don't have to take them all on right this second. Let's do this. Then let's do this, you know, and add them all together till you have a full picture. And that was that mindset set shift. That was very, very key for me sticking with it.
And I love that, because again, you individualize, which is what I want the program to be, is you made it work for you. Whereas somebody else is like, oh, I got to focus on this first, or I got to do this. But you were like, this is where I need to be, and this is what I need to do. And I just supported whatever your decision was. I wasn't going to be like, no, you got to do it all. Nope.
Yeah.
That would have just made you, like you said, shut down and be like, nope, done. Not going to do it then.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. Well, you've experienced my ways over the time. So,
yeah.
But yes, that is true. And having that space to adapt to it, in a safe way was really important for me. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. And so while I don't always say that everything that we should do is based on weight loss, and you know, all the things that you did, you've already mentioned all the good things that you benefited, but you also were able to lose some weight and things like that. Would you love to share that with us?
Yeah. Yeah. I did not, you know, I have not really, I've tried to not worry so much about weight, you know, in the last few years of my life, really just more focusing, you know, wanting to be healthy, because then I wouldn't get attached to a number on the scale and be bummed out if I didn't make it or not feel like it wasn't good enough or any of those things. But I did, in the 12-week program, I did start, and I did take measurements, and I did weigh myself. And I ended up having almost a 15-pound weight loss, and almost just over 7 inches in inches lost. And that's really a big deal for me, because I have struggled for many years with losing any pounds. So that feels great. And that has also been part of the motivation. You know, I think we're results oriented people. And when we see a result, especially one that comes from work, you know, from really making some changes and really, really committing to a new way of thinking and a new way of living, to see results is like, dang, yeah, I'm going, I'm keeping on.
That's awesome. Yeah. I agree with you. And I think sometimes we don't focus on all the things you talked about at the beginning. Those are huge, because when those are all working right, you know, you're feeling better, you have more energy, less brain fog, then it's like the magic just starts to automatically happen. But when you're so focused on, I just want to lose weight, then sometimes it's not going to be there, because you're not thinking about all the, like you said, all the puzzles, all the different, you know, pieces that need to come together. So that was amazing. And her goal is to continue on, and we're going to work on that. And she's got another 3 months to go. So it'll be exciting to see how your journey continues.
Yeah, I know.
So you got it easy. So just to finish off, like, how do you feel about this program? Would you recommend it? If so, why? You know, why, if somebody was considering working with me, what advice would you give to them?
I would say absolutely it is worth the investment in the program. I think that the training modules and the Facebook group and the interaction between you and all of the other members of the community are really, really an important part of the support system that one really needs. Learning so much through the modules about how different things impact your body, it was incredibly educational. Like I said, you know, you with your support and the way that you supported it makes it very, very simple to stick with it. You know, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's definitely very, very doable and absolutely worth the energy and commitment to yourself to do it.
Awesome. I love that. And I love that you said the commitment to yourself, because that's the most important. This is the commitment you made to yourself at the beginning. Like, I'm going to do this for me, not for anybody else, but for yourself. And I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Like I said, I'm so excited for you as you continue on to see where you go from here, because you've already made such amazing changes and an amazing transformation. And I love seeing your face more often. It's wonderful.
Yes. I'm glad to be back at boot camp. It's fun to see all of the familiar faces and then lots of new ones too.
Right. That's so awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to come on here and share your story with us. And thank you so much. And I will be seeing you soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.